A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back. It is KSL's unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, right here at Tim Daly Infinity in Murray. Here for another 20 minutes or so. You can come hang out or just enjoy some of these great deals. Look, over the weekend, come in and ask for some of these great deals. Lease a brand new 2019 Q50 all-wheel drive, $379 a month. My goodness. How about the Q80? That's a beautiful big bad boy right here in front of us in the showroom. The DVD and the headrest.
She sure is pretty, isn't she?
And it smells good in there. Yeah, Scott, you have like an obsession with that. Scott's sniffing the
seats. There's not a better smell in the world
there really
than the new car smell.
It really isn't. So come down.
That's why I like doing these remotes at car dealerships.
Scott makes some of the producers start
so
wafting
nice
some of the waft some of that good new car smell
I think
over this direction.
I think you can get that, actually.
Oh, yeah. It's never the same, though.
No.
You can't just get it.
Yeah.
You got to get it.
It has to be,
you know what I mean?
Authentic.
All right. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate you being a part of the program. I've been interested all night in kind of getting – this is kind of a night of Scott Mitchell stories. And anytime old man Mitchell busts out some of these stories, it's fun for us. We talked about the time that you knew that you were a professional athlete, when you knew you had that. And I think that this is why your experience is good, too. When you break down games, if I sit and watch you explain something about how a game went or why it went a certain way, and I go, man, that's a lot of years of experience talking. But it took a long time, you know, to kind of really become an expert on all of it. But in the process, you also had the highs and the lows. And this week, the Titans, the Dolphins have been going through this. The quarterback carousel is the difficult one to watch when you consider that the reason that it is such a moving carousel is because some guy is struggling in his career and some guy is trying to prove himself in this career. What's it like getting benched, Scott, and what did you have to tell yourself during that process? Because there was the part where you ascended to that position.
Who picked these topics tonight?
Look, we let you live your glory in the last one. Now I want to ask you about some of your saddest moments.
I just want to know, because this happens
in college, too. I mean, guys get benched, and yeah.
Here's the worst part about all
of
it.
Let me hear it.
The worst part about all of it. As an athlete, you're wired a certain way. You're wired that if you just give me one more shot, if you give me one more pass, if you give me one more quarter, if you give me one more game, we're going to pull it out. We're going to figure out a way to win. We're going to do this. So it's this never quit, never die attitude. And when that's taken away from you, it's like they take your soul away, because it's just how you're wired. And it's like, don't ever give up on me. Don't ever quit on me. And when you get benched, they're basically saying, we don't like you anymore. You're not part of the solution. You're actually the problem. And to hear that is so hard. It's so hard to accept that. And I can tell you in my career, which was, you know, I had a very good career in the NFL. I played a long time. It was amazing. I wouldn't give up a minute of it. I wouldn't even give up these moments when I got benched. But even when your career's over, just like, give me one more season.
Well,
just
think about Brock Osweiler. He's quote-unquote retiring.
Right.
He's being retired, right? I mean, that's what
yeah,
we're really that, talking
that's
about.
The hard, yeah, because like for me, it's like, okay, I played for the Cincinnati Bengals for 2 years. I had a 2-year agreement. And after it was over, no one else gave me an agreement. No one said a word to me. No one said, like, you know, my agent tried for a couple of years to have teams sign me, and there was some interest here and there, but no one was willing.
Did you do more? Did you ever go do a tryout?
Yeah.
With teams
I went to the Raiders.
Oh, Scott could have been in the black and silver.
Yeah. There were several. I know, that would have been cool.
Oh, man.
So it's a hard thing, only because the thing that gets you there, the drive, the push, it has to be a part of who you are. You just don't make it without it. You just can't. That thing is the thing that's hardest to deal with when it's over. And I can tell you, when my career was over, and it, you know, even at 12 years is tremendous. There are so many nights that are sleepless nights, and you just go, man, if I just had one more chance, if I just had one more opportunity.
Well, you kept working out. How long after did you keep working out?
2 years. So I and not only worked out, it was like I knew I didn't have a training camp, so I had to create a practice scenario where if somebody called, because I was of the opinion, well, someone will get hurt, and the team will call, and they'll go, yeah, we need a guy and have you come out here. And so I had to be ready. I couldn't just, you know, take it easy. So for 2 straight years, I worked out every day. And then I realized literally one day when I got up to work out, and I'd go to this park, and I'd actually have a practice, and I'd have it by myself. And it was pretty remarkable what I did, but I just realized sitting there in that park, I go, you've done everything you possibly could for the last 2 years, and it's over. And it's just a hard,
Did you have that conversation with somebody else? Like, did you have what did you tell your agent?
No.
What did your agent tell you?
Do you know what I did? I just realized. I knew it. I knew it.
Wow.
And you know what happened? I just sat down on the grass and cried for a half an hour. Because my whole life had been being a football player. And I didn't know anything else. I wasn't prepared for anything else. And in that time, I was scared to death.
Well,
it's like, what do you do? You know? And
so let's say you're talking to me. I'm Marcus Mariota, and I've been given all the shots that you can give me currently. And Ryan Tannehill is now the starting guy, and the real likelihood of me getting another real starting shot in the NFL is very unlikely.
Really hard.
And it's a really hard thing. You got to wait for somebody to get hurt in front of you and then have a good string of 5 or 6 games to kind of prove yourself.
It's not only
again.
That, but you have to be in a system that actually fits.
What's the system that fits Marcus Mariota?
Oh.
I mean, this is a guy who had to shirk the running.
I'll tell you where I'd go. I'd go to a team like the Green Bay Packers. I'd go to a team like the Kansas City Chiefs.
These guys already have established dudes, though.
Well, I know, but you're saying, where does he go from here? Because he's probably done in Tennessee. So he's stuck in Tennessee right now.
No,
not
I know.
Anywhere.
And that, but I'm
but
sure
his,
they're thinking,
future,
we got to get rid of this kid.
Yeah, look, you're going to get 4 years. And if things haven't improved, if it haven't been done in 4 years, you're done. And that was the thing for me. It was like I had a lot of success, and it was really a conflict in philosophy with the coach, and his philosophy and the players he had, it just didn't mesh well.
Right.
And that's just unfortunate. And that happens in the NFL. So when you're the first pick in the draft, or one of the top picks in the draft, if you don't establish yourself by 4 years, you know, see you later. And that's just how it is. But so if you're a guy leaving, it's like, go to people you know and go to systems that will develop you. And I'll give you a great example of that. Nick Foles. Nick Foles left, and he was terrible. He was terrible when he was not in a system and with people. And you know what he said? He said, I'll only come back to a team that fits my skill set. I'm only coming back to a coach, and that's it. And the guy ends up going and winning a Super Bowl. And so and that's what's hard as a player. Alex, I could play in the NFL, and I could play at a high level in the NFL, but it and a lot of guys can, but the level of success you ultimately have depends so much on the system you're in and the people that are around you.
So Ryan Tannehill, who's getting the start now because Marcus Mariota is not going to be starting anymore, he is like the other side of the coin, right? He's the guy who is it. Who is
it's the hardest thing in the world because you're in the quarterback room together, and it's not the guy that's replaced. You can't be mad. Like Marcus Mariota can't be mad at Ryan Tannehill.
No, no.
And Ryan Tannehill's not sitting here crying over Marcus Mariota. He's like, this is finally, I get my chance.
Right.
You know?
He goes home and tells his girlfriend or wife, hey, man, we did it.
I got it. I'm back. I got my shot.
This is going to be it. Right? And, you know, kisses his baby and goes, sweetheart, we're going to do this, and I'm going to be in the league for a long time. Ryan Tannehill's gotten every chance he could have gotten, he just got another one.
Do you want to know the worst thing about it for the guy that's on the bench? Is if the guy that comes in and replaces you does really well.
Oh.
And the sad part, if Marcus Mariota is really being honest with himself, he's sitting on the sideline, and deep in his soul, he's going, I really wish this guy didn't do very well.
Oh.
Because it'll show them they made a mistake with me.
So I was,
if he's really being honest, I mean, you want to wish people well. I'm just telling you.
Do you remember who Barry Zito is?
No.
He was a pitcher for the San Francisco Giants not that long ago.
Right.
Their ace for a hot minute.
Yeah.
And in the same year that he was starting and doing awesome, he fell off big time.
Right.
And lost part of the starting rotation, all this. Now, he was still getting $20 million a year because that was his salary, but he was kind of a lame duck starter. I mean, he had like five good starts.
I don't feel sorry for baseball players.
No, I know. He had five good starts, and then –
because their money's guaranteed.
Yes. And he's there, and he's getting that $20 million paycheck. But he's not the starter anymore. Not only is he not a starter, he's in the clubhouse. He doesn't even have a jersey on. He just has that hoodie, right? Because he's not even on the – he wasn't even on the roster. But he was – like, he wasn't on the playoff roster. But he's just there with the team, right, chewing the gum, got the hat on, got the pants on. But he was like, I just had a T-shirt on underneath. I had a hoodie.
Because he wasn't on the roster.
He wasn't on the roster.
He was not going to go in it.
They go to the World Series. And he's there, and he's cheering. In his mind, he's going – and he goes, I have a ring. This is on the Dan Patrick Show not that long ago. He goes, I had a ring from that season, and we were winning, but I wasn't a part of it, and I wanted this team to lose because I wasn't the guy anymore. Yep. And I thought, and he goes, like,
it's more common and more true.
I resented these guys. He was depressed. He was resenting the guys who were playing in front of him. They're on the same team as he is. And the executives are there. He goes, I would walk in. He goes, I would cry in my Land Rover in the parking lot with its tinted out mirrored tint, and he's like, and then I'd get it, and then I'd wipe the tears off. I'd walk into the ballpark, and all I thought was to myself is, these janitors are looking at me and they hate me because they're like, yeah, right, Barry Zito, you don't even do anything for this team. Now he goes, none of them are probably thinking that, but like they probably didn't even look at me. But I have my glasses on and my headphones on, and I never talked to anybody because the last thing I was going to do.
I went through it for 14 weeks with the Detroit Lions. And had to show up every day.
And you didn't want anybody to have success in front of you. Interesting. All right, taking the break here. We come back at the two-minute drill. Stay with us. We're at Tim Daly Infinity here in Murray. It is at 4594 South State Street. Come visit us. Come visit them. Let me just give you a quick list here of some of the awesome things you can get. That 2019 QX or the 2019 Q50, lease it for only $339 a month. How about the 2020 QX60? That's seven seats. It's a smaller SUV than that QX80, but $449 a month for that QX60. The 2020. I mean, this is brand new model year stuff. Come check it out. Come hang out. And if you don't get here, of course, you could come tomorrow. The weekend's a perfect time for you to purchase a car. Get a good test of it.
Take it to the game. Tailgate with it.
There you go. The forever warranty. You can also get it. So stay right here with us. Wrapping things up next with the two-minute drill right here on KSL's Unrivaled.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.